and an opportunity to spend a little bit of time talking about the Journey Home. And I've got, Brennan Murray. She's executive director for the Journey Home. Doug Quinn's in. Doug, I didn't realize you were board president. Good morning. Nice to have you here this morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Charlie. Hey, we're thankful to be here. This is the third year
it
for
is.
Us.
Yeah. And
we really appreciate you and the Potter family and the great people here at the radio station and all you've done for us.
Well, we try to be a family whenever we can anyway, but and family members mostly get along, so it's good.
Yeah, pretty much, don't we?
Well, you know, Journey Home fills an important role in the health continuum, and certainly an important part of what goes on in our community. And I recognize, any nonprofit needs a good board of directors, and glad to have you on board.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. We've got some other great board directors, but I just kind of stay out of the way, Charlie.
Well, that's the one nice thing board chairmen can do sometimes, where you can kind of set the tone, smile, say we're if necessary, we're going to agree to disagree, but we're going to get the job done.
There you go. We got Brennan Murray with us here this morning, too. Here's our executive director.
Yes, and it's the executive director, the full-time voice, the full-time face of an organization that kind of gets all the work done. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us. We greatly appreciate it.
And the name of the event, appropriately, the Journey Home 3, your annual fundraiser, and denim and diamonds. What a great concept.
It is. We're going to have a blast. It will be April the 28th at the community, not the community center, I'm sorry, at the Hilton Garden Inn.
It's wherever you say it is.
It is. Hilton Garden Inn. It will be from 6 to 10, and we're selling tickets currently.
Okay.
So please join us. The house is, if you're not familiar with the Journey Home, it's a 3-bedroom home, hospice home. We have very limited criteria to come. We do not charge for anyone to come. We don't charge the hospice or the families.
Mm-hmm. Medicare and most insurances, don't do a lot for hospice, so you kind of have a fundraising mission to take care of.
It is. This is our biggest fundraiser that we do, and it is. This is the bulk of our expenses that helps support us throughout the year, so we don't charge the hospice and we don't charge the families. So we do fundraisers, we do memorial donations, occasionally we'll have a grant, otherwise that's strictly how we are ran. And we do have a great board of directors that stand behind us in everything that we do. We've served over 290 families and their guests come through the house so far in the 3 years that we've been opened.
And I think that and their guests is an important part of it, because when people choose hospice, it most often is a family decision.
Definitely. It has to be, because, a lot of times at that point, the patient is not able to make those decisions, and so the family has to be on board, and that's what we do, is educate, and between us and the hospice, that's what we're here for.
Well, it's a job that I know it's an important job, and I'm sure the families understand you're working as hard as you can to make the experience as pleasant as it can be for them.
Exactly. This is a memory they're going to have the rest of their life, and we're going to try to ease any burdens that they might have so that this can be a positive experience opposed to such a negative and such a hard time in their life.
Well, you and I were talking before we went on the air, and the idea of hospice, when we look at the history of healthcare, even locally, we're talking about a relatively recent occurrence, a decade or so.
Yes. Claire House in Tulsa has kind of been our big sister. They've taken us under their wing and kind of guided us and helped us to get the doors open and run successfully. And they're great at what they do. And so we like to watch who's good at what they're doing so that we can make what we're doing the best it can be.
Well, I think, and I don't know that there's any national organization setting best practices, so sometimes you have to just look around and say, I like what they're doing. Let's see if we can imitate that.
Exactly, and that's what we've done with Claire House, because they have set the precedent for sure.
Well, it sounds, I hear good things about the family experience, and that's, I know that's your goal.
Absolutely.
Well, tell me about your fundraiser, because we'll talk more about the reason you need those funds, but I want people to make sure that they know how to get tickets and how to be there that night.
Absolutely. It's April the 28th, and again, it's at the Hilton Garden Inn downtown. It's from 6 to 10 p.m. Basically, put your blue jeans on, your cowboy boots, and bling out your shirt. So
unlike a lot of fundraisers, and I think in people in one sense enjoy putting a coat and tie and dressing up nice, but it's nice to go the other way.
Exactly. I'm very excited about downplaying it this year, opposed to opposed to having to, you know, get all dressed up and everything. So it'll be a great time. There'll be a DJ, silent auction, live auction. We have the honor of having on loan, Claire House has loaned us Before I Die, I Want To, and you fill in the blank, and it's a huge chalkboard, and you can sit there and ponder this through the entire evening and then go out there and write, Before I Die, I Want To Complete My Bucket List, or I Want To, you know, see my children marry, or I Want To, you know, go to Australia. Something, anything, that whatever you want to do. And it's something to think about through the evening. We'll also have testimonies from other families that have gone through the home. So we'll just have a lot. It'll be a great evening. Dinner, of course, drinks, dancing. It'll be a great night.
Well, I hope that everybody gets a chance to make a copy of their list and take it home with them and share it with the important people in their life.
Exactly. What means most to them. So I'm going to turn over the microphone to Doug now.
Okay. Well, that's an executive director's job. Let the board speak, right?
Yeah. She's my boss, Charlie.
Well,
I listen to what she says.
I think it's a mutual thing,
oh,
you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Charlie.
She's probably going to say, you word it the other way around. But.
Oh, well. Hey, Charlie, you know, this event kind of kicks off one of three Western events that we have every year.
Okay. Let's run down
the
list.
This is the first one.
Right.
And then next month, May 13th will be the Big Bad and the Barbecue Elder Care.
Out the Moldora Crossbow Ranch.
And it all wraps up in the fall with the Cow Thieves and Outlaws.
Well, we've got to get Western Heritage in there someplace.
Well, that's true, too. Yeah. We got four, actually. One's up in Dewey, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. So we I think, do it upright over the course of a year.
There you go.
Yeah.
We live in cattle country, so...
Well, let's celebrate it.
You bet.
Okay, sounds like a deal. Well, this is the first one, so if you, the only way you can be successful to do it upright is if you're at the first one. Otherwise, you've got no momentum to get into the rest of them.
Hey, that's right, Charlie.
And I'm sure the folks from Elder Care and Woolen Rock and everybody else would agree with us.
You bet.
You got a live auction.
You bet. We got a live auction. Hey, Charlie, one of the things that I'm going to bid on is a sculpture of a cowboy.
Okay.
Yeah. We've got a renowned artist here that's nationwide known. It's Bill Spencer, Mark Spencer's dad.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't carve anymore. He's retired, so his stuff has really gone up.
Okay.
And he's donated this cowboy sculpture. And, boy, it's going to be something else. That's going to be a lively one.
Okay, so either people are going to come out and give Doug a hard time, or they're going to stand back and let you bid on it. I'm not sure which.
I hear they're going to give me a hard time.
Well, as far as a fundraiser is concerned, I hope they do.
Well, thanks, Charlie. Thanks.
Bid them up.
Yeah, there you go.
But it's an opportunity for people to come out and have a good time. And I think anytime you've got a live auction going on, the fun of the bidding, because you realize that, yeah, Doug wants the sculpture, but it's a fundraiser.
Yeah, that's right. We've got DJ Max coming, and the reason we used a DJ this year is because they've got all of the great songs.
Mm-hmm.
People can make requests. They also get out and participate with the audience, so they better bring their dancing shoes for line dancing and two-stepping and all that.
Sounds like a good idea. And you're right, the DJ probably, they know they're coming to this type of event. They're going to make sure they've got every, you know, cowboy song, every Western song ever written, and probably three versions of all of them.
That's right. Yeah, you bet.
Well, you know, and that's something else. I think the Hilton will be a good host for you. I don't know what the menu is, but I've never been to a bad one they've served yet. So
we're going to have a four-course barbecue meal.
Okay.
Yeah, four-course.
Yeah.
And it's going to be by the Hilton Garden right there. And they say they can get us through the line in 20 minutes.
Well, don't get your stopwatch out.
There you go.
We're going to take a short break and invite people to buy your tickets and continue in just a moment.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Continuing our time with Doug and Brennan talking about the upcoming Journey Home 3, the annual fundraiser, Denim and Diamonds. It'll be at the Hilton Garden Inn Friday night, April 28th, 6 to 10 o'clock. And a couple of things we have not mentioned. I mean, I know the sculpture is important to you, Doug, but there's some other people who might want some football tickets or something as part of this live auction, right?
Or you led right into my next item, Charlie.
Well, I'm just like I'm a mind reader.
Hey, we've got some OU tickets, and also an autographed 2016 OU football.
There you go.
And, boy, that's going to be a hot one, too, I know. The girls like rustic cuff.
They do.
And there's going to be some collections of that at the live auction also. So it's going to be quite a deal, as well as a weekend in Bartlesville.
Wow, all the way to Bartlesville.
Yeah, all the way to Bartlesville. We're going to have a high time on that one. There's going to be a room or two at the Hilton Garden Inn, meals, maybe at Frank and Lola's and different places, and then also some theater tickets at the community center and some of those great chamber bucks to
there you
spend.
Go. And those are good nearly every place in town. You just go to the chamber website, bartleshill.com, look up the list of chamber members, and they're good there. So that's a great deal.
Yeah.
The money, again, the reason we're raising funds is because of the families and the individuals that you serve on a literally daily basis, right?
Right, Charlie. And we really appreciate all that anybody gives us and helps us with. We're real privileged by the gifts and the families that come our way.
And frequently on the obituaries that I read, I see, you know, the phrase, you know, memorial contributions may be made to the Journey Home. So the families know the importance of what you have done for their lives.
We're so grateful for that. The community and the families have been so good to us, and we've served 25,000 hours now of continuous care for about 300, as Brennan said, guests and their families. We don't call them patients, we call them our guests.
Well, I think that's appropriate. You invite guests to your home.
That's right.
Yeah.
Just like a home.
But then you remember the families, and I know frequently, there's the one event doesn't necessarily stop that relationship. You know, you're kind of there to assist them in the process afterwards as well.
That's right. Thanks for mentioning that, Charlie, because in the fall we have a kind of an event that we call a family reunion. And the RBS Bank brings out their grill, and they do hamburgers, and we invite all the families back and just have a good time of fellowship.
Well, that sounds like a great idea. How do people get tickets for the event? Brandon, let's talk about tickets.
You can stop by at the Journey Home anytime. We're at 3406 Southeast Kentucky. You can stop by anytime, or you can call me at the office, 918-876-4184. I see out your window there's a nice billboard that Kelleher Advertising donated to us. So thank you so much. And that's what Doug was saying earlier about Bartlesville has absolutely just loved on us. And that is huge. I think once they hear the impact that we're making and touching the families' lives, I think a lot of people in Bartlesville are kind of stepping up to the plate saying, this is a great idea. And wow, you know, the impact that you all are making is phenomenal. So thank you, Kelleher, for this beautiful sign I can see out your window.
Well, thank you for their help. And by the way, thanks for mentioning them. I think it's important that, somebody, an individual, a corporation steps up, that you recognize that. And you're doing it this morning for everybody that's going to buy a ticket.
Exactly. We're very excited. It's about 11 days away, and we're getting things finalized. The silent auction is going to be huge. It's just going to be a great night.
Well, that's one thing I was going to mention, and I know we've got less than a minute left, but silent auction, there's everybody likes to step forward and see who's bidding, but I'll say the football tickets, the sculpture, not everybody has the wherewithal in their pocketbook at any one time that they want to step up for those. So the silent auction lets everybody get involved.
Exactly. The silent auction, there'll be small things, you know, probably $20 that we'll go for, and then there'll be larger items, of course, like the OU tickets and the weekend in the Bartlesville. That'll be a great basket that's going to go.
I don't know. I've seen some Fast and Furious bidding on some silent auction items, too. So
now, that is very true.
The price tag may vary, but the excitement and checking those bids are just as active.
Bring your competitive hat and game on.
918-876-4184. Call us the Journey Home and get your tickets, and then we'll see you that Friday night.
ONN News, I'm Jacqueline Scott. Good morning.